With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Virginia's governor is grateful to the efforts of Texas rescuers after his own family was trapped by the devastating flooding in Texas.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin tells reporters he was asked by officials if he wanted his family to be airlifted out, but declined that offer.
I said no. I've talked to them. My family is safe. Please go rescue these young campers from these places. And when everyone else has been attended to, like other people that are safe but stranded, we'll deal with my family.
Youngkin himself flew to Texas last Friday. Audio courtesy WWBT. I'm Jennifer King.
Flash flooding strikes a mountain village in New Mexico yesterday. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Caitlin Carpenter tells KOAT she had been riding her motorcycle through the mountains of southern New Mexico Tuesday when the rain became too much.
It kind of just went from bad to worse.
The water of the Rio Ruidoso rose nearly 19 feet in a matter of minutes. Carpenter started filming.
That's when I saw the house coming down the river.
Emergency crews carried out at least 85 swift water rescues in the Ruidoso area. I'm Ben Thomas.
The flooding claimed the lives of three people in a mountain village that's a popular summer retreat. On Capitol Hill, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he and President Trump share the same goals, including freeing Israeli hostages.
In pursuing this common goal, we have a common strategy. Not only do we have a common strategy, we have common tactics. This doesn't involve pressure, doesn't involve coercion, it involves full coordination.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 217 points, the NASDAQ rose 192. This is SRN News. Christian music is crossing over.
Songs that are hits on the contemporary Christian charts are now invading the mainstream. Brandon Lake's hard-fought Hallelujah spent 19 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. Forrest Frank's song Your Way Is Better has been up there for 10 weeks. Contemporary Christian music is also enjoying a lot more streaming on Spotify, increasing by 60% around the world since 2020. Experts are not sure exactly why such tunes are so popular right now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite a falling birth rate in the U.S., a new APNORC poll finds most people do not want the government to focus on the problem. Instead, respondents want the government to focus on reducing child care costs and improving maternal health. The survey reveals only 12% think encouraging more births should be a high priority, while 62% do not. This is SRN News. The U.S. is having its worst year for measles in more than three decades, Bob Agnew reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. has had 1,288 cases since the beginning of the year. That's higher than 2019, when there were 1,274 cases, driven by 22 outbreaks over 12 months. 17 states have seen outbreaks so far this year. If things don't improve, experts fear the U.S. could lose its status as having eliminated measles. There are also large outbreaks of the vaccine-preventable disease in Mexico and Canada. Bob Agnew reporting.
Greg LeMond, who's one of the most decorated cyclists in American history as a three-time Tour de France winner, has been honored with the Congressional Gold Medal. The 64-year-old LeMond received the medal during a ceremony at the Capitol with his wife Kathy and children in attendance. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.